Hello, good morning and welcome to the Finance Show, tiptv.co.uk. It is Thursday, the 10th of November, 10 a.m. and I'm joined here by Alessio Ristani, an independent market trader at leadingtrader.com. How are you today, Alessio?
Yeah, absolutely great to be here. And obviously, we live in a new world, which apparently, according to the Times newspaper today, the new world, just put that there, the new world of Trump.
That's a decent, decent start.
And I should just say, just for your viewers, you know, I'm not political. I'm trying my best to remain impartial here. But I have to say, I'm really disappointed by the Metro newspaper, which I will never read their paper ever again. They couldn't even bring themselves, Zach. Look at this. This is the front paper. It's shameful. They went with Clinton as opposed to, actually, they couldn't even bring themselves to say, you know, Trump is president. And this is the thing. I mean, we were talking about this, Zach, with you just a few minutes ago, that it just shows how the global media elites are so, live in a bubble. They don't understand why more than half of America have gone for, well, half of America has gone for Trump. Why? Because they focus on keywords like racism. Oh, it's racist or sexist. They don't understand that a lot of people in America, just like how they are in the UK, as we saw in Brexit, they're done with politicians. They're done with establishment. They're angry. They're frustrated that the media and the establishment is not listening to them. They don't care about them. And this just shows to you proof, once again, Metro, you should be ashamed of yourself of publishing garbage like this. But, you know,
I thought you were impartial.
No, I am impartial. But the thing is, look.
But it's a simple problem here. I mean, one of the very simple problems is that mainstream media loses money now. It's been superseded by social media. And in order to, and journalists who write for these companies, they're basically pandering to their bosses.
Right.
To keep the lights on,
right,
and therefore they have to say whatever that their elite bosses
exactly,
have
right.
to say. So it's not, in a way, they're caught between a rock and a hard place. They just have to say whatever the proprietor of the newspaper says, and therefore you get that, and you've got this sore loser thing going on. You've got all the other things going on, but I think, you know, it's luckily social media has already beaten the mainstream media.
Yes.
And it will, you know, if that they on social media it said that, you know, Trump was going to win. It was quite clear. But the mainstream media just tries to sideline.
Absolutely.
That.
And I would just say, no, I understand that Trump is not a perfect candidate, and neither was Clinton. And I understand why some people may not like Trump, or some people would like him. The fact is, though, I just want to understand. This is why a lot of journalists and people in the mainstream media just don't understand why America went with Trump, and why they decided not to go with Clinton, because Clinton is the very embodiment, and this is what people really, truly don't seem to understand. Clinton is the embodiment of the establishment. She represents something that Americans want to reject. And Michael Moore, as you know, is a Clinton supporter, and he is a liberal. He said something interesting. He said that a Trump victory will be the loudest FU to the establishment, to the whole political order. And he's right. And this is exactly what it's been. It's the loudest, I guess the biggest middle finger to the establishment, or as what Michael Moore said. So, you know, it's not about whether you agree with everything Trump says. Or what my point is simply is that, as you just correctly said, Zach, the whole world, including America and the UK, we're shifting away from politicians. People don't want politicians anymore. They want an outsider, somebody to shift the system, make things fairer. And I think that's okay. I know that many people who voted for Bernie Sanders, I know many liberals who wanted Bernie Sanders, they didn't want Clinton. And I know they're also frustrated because they thought that if Bernie had been the candidate, maybe he would have won.
I think it would have been much tougher for Trump to win.
Would have been tougher, right.
On that basis. But let's have a look at the slides of the day. Most popular in business and finance. FTSE 100 surges towards $7,000 and dollar stabilizes. Dramatic Trump turnaround rally continues. So basically repeating what we saw in the wake of the Brexit vote.
Right.
European bourses continue to advance this morning, hitting a two-week high as investors focus on Trump's key policy priorities, which include generous tax cuts and higher infrastructure and defense spending, along with deregulation for banks. And that's from the Telegraph. ITV, our UK broadcaster, warns of Christmas dip in revenue as advertisers grow cautious. ITV has warned its advertising revenue could drop in the rest of the year as economic jitters and uncertainty around Brexit make advertisers cautious. I would say also, what they're not mentioning, which I think is killing them, has been killing them over the last year or two, are the Netflix of this world, the online people. I mean, basically, I think that's, they're going to die.
You think Netflix is going to die?
No, ITV.
Oh, the ITV, the
traditional
networks.
Broadcasters are going to die off the back of that. So that's really, that's the problem. The advertising, there's not less advertising money, it's just going to different places.
Exactly,
places.
Right.
Next up, we've got Nicole Elliott, the trader at the Investors Chronicle. Some commentators might say this is about US politics, but today the Reserve Bank of New Zealand, in an anticipated move, cut its key interest rate by 25 basis points to a new record low, 1.75%, the same old central banker policy, which we hope will change. This is the year's third cut caused by inflation, that is, as in so many countries, running below the central bank's target. They hinted that it might be their last because policy settings will see growth strong enough to have inflation near the middle of the target range. On to the commentary from Ascendo Markets, Mike Van Dulk and Henry Croft. While the equity market rebounds are indeed impressive, so too are breakouts by metal prices. Are the speculators back, which are in spite of the US dollar strengthening? The latter is based on reappraised expectations that Trump infrastructure spending plans will in fact fuel inflationary pressure that require continued monetary policy normalization and rate hikes. This counters prior concerns that the Fed would hold off from a rate hike next month based on uncertainty about Trump's plans. I would have thought the Fed might be wondering about their jobs as well. I hope they are. His plans be the start of something even more significant worldwide? Several major central banks, bank heads have already suggested governments need to start helping out more fiscal infrastructure with effort to help revive growth. So this is the big schism here between the old monetary, failed monetary policies of the last 8 years, which caused the great divide in wealth, which is the reason why Trump won, and fiscal infrastructure, which Trump is actually going to bring in.
Yes, that's right. So
hopefully that will
certainly
change.
Certainly Wall Street, the way we've seen the rally, has shrugged off the entire uncertainty that they were originally expecting. So it seems that Wall Street and investors are saying, and we'll take a look at this in a few moments, but essentially they're saying, well, maybe Trump isn't as bad as they thought, you know, in terms of going forward with the stock markets and with this reduced tax plans.
Also, he allegedly understands business and the stock market, so you know, that would be quite a change from Obama, George W. Bush,
right.
Various other people. I don't think there's been anybody who understands the stock market or business for many decades.
Sure.
Next, we've got economic calendar there. Fed's William speaks on economic outlook in San Francisco. Initial jobless claims, continuing claims in the U.S. Fed's Bullard speaks on U.S. economic outlook in St. Louis. Riksbank's Ingves, ECB's Constancio speak in Stockholm, and Constancio gives his speech there as well. Moving on to sentiment with our clients. Silver up at the top of the pile as it's been all the year. More into gold as well, and creeping up into pound dollar. Interestingly, euro dollar going down, but they're going more bullish on that. And yen flying, dollar yen flying higher, but they're going less bullish.
I mean, we saw a massive spike. We'll take a look at this in a few moments on gold. We saw a massive spike in gold as the results were coming in. But to me, the fact that so many of the dumb money right now, or I would say the non-institutional money, is so bullish on gold and silver, I would be shorting that right now because I think that we're heading down to the lows again. But anyway,
to be fair to them, the retail clients, they have actually done very well over the last week with the volatility.
Yes, unless they took their profits at
unless they were stopped out. So those are the two factors there.
Right.
Next up, we've got dollar Canadian, which is our Tip TV trade of the day, buy around 134.30, objective 135.76, and stops below 133.60. Bullish break from channel suggests potential for a rally to the 50% Fib hurdle. Mm-hmm. And moving along to your homework.
Yeah, this is a chart I sent because I thought it would be fascinating for folks to see this. So as the results were coming out on the election night, as you know, the U.S. elections, I was looking at the charts of the S&P 500 on this 15-minute, and when I saw the S&P breaking, I mean, I had my alerts placed at 2100, and when I saw that, I said, okay, you know what, this is it. Trump's going to win. Because I, you know, Wall Street knew before everyone else did, before the networks called it, before Fox News called it, before CNN called it. Clearly, insiders, institutions knew. They had done their number crunching. And I think this was happening as Florida results were coming out. And essentially, well, you know, take a look at gold. That's the next chart, by the way. Yeah, take a look. Gold spiked into, actually went as high as 1,300 last night. So again, I was looking at this when I saw this, gold going up, uncertainty, obviously, and all that. We knew that Trump was going to be the eventual winner. I called it right then. And the next chart shows to you the William Hill. Now, this is interesting, Zach, because only 2-3 days ago, William Hill had Donald Trump at odds of, I believe, 4-1, something like 4-1 to 3-1. And that night it reversed. Look at this, reversed. And it gave Trump a percentage probability of winning a 75% that night, 75%. And then Hillary Clinton became the unlikely scenario, as you can see right there. So it was very interesting.
Well, wasn't it, it's rather sad that the pollsters and the bookies seem to have been part of the political media establishment as well.
Yeah. Which is why I warned everybody, and I said, I don't know if I said this on the show, but I definitely said it to my, I said it to our database and our, to our members. I said, forget the polls. Just like we've been, they've been wrong on Brexit. You know, the bookies and the experts were, and the polls were wrong on Brexit. They were wrong about the general election in last year, and they were wrong again this year. So why should anybody believe anything?
So else? Apart from Tip TV, who would you rely on?
I'd rely probably on you. And
thank you. Well, on that note, I think that's a good place to finish. Alessio Rastani from LeadingTrader.com. That's the first part of the finance show finished. We will be back after the break with more.